All right, this is Wednesday, 8/28/24. And the title is Spiritual Growth. We're going to first look at faith food. This is August 22nd. As long as the Lord keeps leading us away, we'll do this. He's the only guy or anybody that the Lord has ever said, if you had questions about things, you could look to his writings. All right, this is called Spiritual Growth. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is Ephesians 4, 14 or 15. If it is true that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and if it is also true that God will enlighten and guide us through our spirits, and it is, then that part of us needs to grow. The spirit of man needs to be developed so it can be a safer guide. Your spirit can be educated and trained just as your mind can be educated. And your spirit can be built up in strength just as your body can be built up in strength. I'm well convinced that if you will follow the steps I will give over the next few days, you can train your spirit to the point where eventually you will always get an instant yes or no on the inside, even in the minor details of life. You must realize this, though. You didn't start the first grade one day and graduate from high school the next day. It took time to develop your mentality. It also would take time to train, educate, and develop your spirit. You know, I don't know if... if we'd never come across Brother Hagin, I don't know if we'd ever known it, about training your spirit. I think a lot of people just think you just train in natural stuff, you know. Here we go again about no focus on the inner life, but just a bunch of stuff to try to, you know, get through life or whatever the case may be. We'll read some more of that here in a minute. Well, this scripture here, I'm going to look at this, and then we will... look at another. All right, this is Joshua 1:8. He makes it so simple. Or he made it so simple. Miss him. All right, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, right here. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. How is he with us? Well, his spirit's in us. But the Word of God is what gives us the instruction for life, for everything we need. So that's what we're going to look at today. Okay, let's continue with faith food. This is 23, 24, and 25. They're not very long, so... okay, 23. This is what Josh was talking about. And in fact, it's the same scripture, meditating in the Word. How can your spirit be educated and trained? How can your spirit be built up in strength? There are four steps. Meditating in the Word, practicing the Word, giving the Word first place, and obeying your spirit. We will study these four steps in coming days. What God said to Joshua will work for everyone. If God didn't want Joshua to be prosperous, why did he tell him how to prosper? If God didn't want Joshua to be successful, why did he tell him how to have good success? But God wanted Joshua to be prosperous and successful. He wants you to be prosperous and successful too. Furthermore, God has given us directions in today's text. Paraphrasing this truth into New Testament language, God simply said, the Word of God, particularly the New Covenant or New Testament, shall not depart out of your mouth, but meditate therein day and night. For then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. All right, this is day and night. But his delight, this is Psalms 1, 2, and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You know, if you think about a tree, because we're having stuff done on our trees, and how what goes on the inside reflects on the outside. And it's the same way with us. That's the way our spirits are. If you ever want to know anything great in life, if you ever want to amount to anything in life, take time to meditate in the Word of God. Start out with at least 10 or 15 minutes a day and build up. It's not as easy as you think, but you can get in a habit of it. But you know what? If you can think of all the garbage that the devil sends your way, you can think on God's Word. We just don't think we can, but we can. For many years, I held two services a day while in the traveling ministry, and in earlier years of field ministry, I would teach in the mornings, pray aloud all afternoon, and preach and minister at night. Because I ate only one meal a day during my meetings, I would grow weak, expending all my physical energy. Just a bunch of works, isn't it? Then the Lord spoke to me. He said, don't spend all your time praying and wearing yourself out for the night service. Lie on the bed and meditate. When I began to do that, my spiritual growth was greater than ever before. Well, that's what God promised. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I wanted to prosper and have good success in the ministry, but this works whether you are in the ministry, raise cows, or sell automobiles. Okay. All right, one more, then we'll get into the rest of this. This is called My Meditation. This is Psalms 119:97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. A minister told me how he'd been trying to make a success of his church. If he heard of a pastor who was doing well, he would visit him and see what kind of program he had. Isn't that the way it is? Well, there's something going on in, where was it, Brownsville? Everybody had to fly to Brownsville and see what they was doing. There's the problem. If he heard of a pastor who was doing well, he would visit him and see what kind of program he had. We need power, not programs. Then he would try to put that man's program into action in his church, but it never worked. And he'd fly all over the country doing this, like the purpose-controlled life. Every church in America had that study in their church. It's just follow the trends. That's the way it is in the Christian circle. You can look today, it's still the same. Then the pastor decided he would meditate the Word the way he'd heard me teach. So he took a little time out each morning to meditate on the Word. He told me that after 30 days of meditating on the Word, one Sunday they had a landslide response. More people were saved than in the previous 2 or 3 years. His people were revived and he began to have good success. He got in God's plan for his church. Not every pastor and everybody else all over the country. The ministry was this pastor's life. That's where he needed to have good success. Your life calling may be different, but it is certainly true that your way can also be prosperous and you can have good success. Take time to meditate in the Word. Shut yourself in alone with your spirit. Shut the world out. So whatever area that you're struggling in or you need help in, that's where you need to meditate. All right? Okay. There'll be one more here in just a minute, but we're going to get into the teaching. All right. You're learning to get the Holy Ghost plan for wherever you need success in your life. You know what? It doesn't really matter. Like he said, it could be a farmer. Whatever. Lord, when's the best time to plant? It's like the man that used to invest. He'd go in his closet. We read about him. He'd go in his closet and ask the Lord about it. And men would say, oh, this is great. You better get in on it. And the Holy Spirit would say, uh-uh, don't do that. Or they'd say, nah, that's no good. And the Holy Spirit would say, yeah, get in on that. That's how you're a success. It's about what God says, not what the world and the experts say. We've got to get away from that as the church. We have to. We have failed. All right. Let's look here. Let me see where I left off. All right. Imaging by using your imagination while thinking on God's word. If you've got a problem, hone in on that problem. See it the way you want it. If something's not right, see it the way you want it. I know in the movie Facing the Giants, the man that told him, he said, the Lord wants you to stay here and you're to bloom where you're planted. And he said, well, I'm praying, but I'm just not seeing anything. And he talked about the two farmers. He said, one, both prayed for rain, but one planted or prepared their fields to receive the rain, and one didn't. He said, which one do you think obeyed God? The one that prepared for rain. He went and acted like what he was speaking was done to the best he could. And then God sent the rain. We don't know when God's sending the rain, but we have to prepare our fields, just like he said in that, okay? We're born and raised in this world system to take whatever the experts say and do it. Just look at the commercials. Health care, finances are just two, to name many. This world system wants to run your life, if you hadn't already figured that out. God wants you to let him run your life. How are you going to be prosperous and have good success? By meditating his word. Sad to say that most Christians live this way. Just whatever the expert says, if they have a problem, they run to the whoever to get the answers. I wouldn't run to them unless the Lord said, go to them. That's how you put it in the right perspective. They really know nothing about making Jesus the Lord of their life. Whoever's your Lord is who you're going to look to, right? If you're looking to the world, then we know who your Lord is. All right, let's do Faith Food, day 26. And then I have some scriptures. This is, 26. Practicing the Word. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So people that just run and do whatever, what the world system does as a Christian, they're being deceived. They're deceiving themselves, it says here. It's James 1:22. Your spirit can be developed by four things. We've just examined the first, meditation. Now we look at the second, practicing the word. Practicing the word means being a doer of the word. It says the doer of the word is blessed in his deeds. There are talkers about the word and even rejoicers about the word, but we don't have many doers of the word. Begin to practice being a doer of the word. Under all circumstances, do what the word of God tells you to do. Some think that being a doer of the word is simply keeping the Ten Commandments. No, that's not what James 1:22 means. After all, under the new covenant, we have only one commandment, the commandment of love. If you love someone, you won't steal from him. You won't lie about him. Paul said that love is the fulfilling of the law. If you walk in love, you won't break any law that was given to curb sin. So if you're a doer of the word, you will walk in love. But being a doer of the word for New Testament Christian means doing primarily what is written in the epistles. Those are the letters written to the church. They belong to us and we are to do them. All right. All right, let's go to John chapter 2. Starting with verse 1 there. Verse 1 there, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Well, sometime between what he said and she said, he must have found out what he should do. The Holy Spirit showed him what to do. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Well, this beginning of miracles was the Father doing the works in him. If we will do the same thing, we will see the same miracles, just like Jesus did. He said we would do greater works than he did. We don't believe it because we don't ever see it. But we can take his word, can't we? When the Holy Spirit gives you instructions and something to say or something to do and you do it, there's not any failing. No failing, no shipwreck. No, maybe it will and maybe it won't. No, it happens. Okay. Just like God got the image of what he wanted in Genesis 1, we are made in his image and likeness. I don't have to read this. I've read it so many times, and it's nearly embarrassing like Matthew 6. God spoke. God said, light be, light was. But before that, the Spirit was hovering over the situation. I believe God was imaging what he wanted. And that's what he did. That's how he made it. Everything you see today, that's how he made it. And then he said we were made in his image and likeness. And we were to take dominion. We were not to be a powerless church that can't do anything, couldn't blow fuzz off a peanut. A total embarrassment. And we're all part of it. Because we just didn't know. Well, if it didn't happen in a few days, we've got to go seek out the experts. Well, I'm ready to not have any more of that. I'm ready to be prosperous and have good success. How about you? Yeah. We're working on it. All right. Here's the rub of all of it. Most do not want to take the time to do this. They want a quick fix. We're in the quick fix microwave society. They are spiritually lazy. Now, physically, they may be all about the place, working out and eating right and doing all this stuff. But the inside, like Brother Copeland said, he saw people standing there and their spirit man, he could see some of them had fat intellectual heads and a stick man inside. Fat bodies. And a sick man inside. That's the way it is. If we do not grow up spiritually, that's like a baby never growing up. All right. They won't be able to get their answers from God like they get instant access to their cell phone or computer. That's what they want. When they come to you, they want you to pray something on them or pray something off of them so they can go about their business. I don't have time for that churchy mess. I don't want any of that. I just want you to pray for me. I don't want to take time to be in the Word. I don't want to take time to hear any teaching. I don't want to take the time to do that. I just want you to pray it off of me. Give me a quick fix. Put a Band-Aid on a gaping hole. Well, that's the truth. I know I've been around enough to know that is absolutely the truth. Okay. No one wants to wait on anything. If they must wait, they get impatient and act ugly. A bunch of squeaky wheels wanting grease. That's what happens. If you don't wait, you can't mount up. Isaiah 40:31. This is where the pain and struggle come in. The spiritual goes against the natural. That's why we have a hard time. We're so used to operating in the natural that when we start going in the spiritual realm, we get flack. Well, that's the last thing the God of this world wants you to do. All right. When the church finally gets this, it's going to be amazing what we will see. We'll see the works of Jesus is what we're going to see. The devil and his system doesn't want God's people acting like him because he knows that when we do, he's toast. All right, Matthew 7. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. I've been reading this. But it's the truth. If you decide to go the way of the Spirit, sometimes all hell breaks loose. All right, this is 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straight and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who find it. Nothing could be more true. Doing it God's way takes the guesswork out of everything. It's a no-fail if you'll take the time. This is Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When you get a hold of this, you'll never just do stuff again. See, it's changing. That's the thing. Changing old habits, what we've grown up in. And learning God's ways. We need good habits. All right, one more scripture. This is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Isn't this what this is about? We are meditating, and we're seeking direction. We want God's plan so we can go ahead and be successful and be prosperous. But we're going to have to take the time to not lean to our own understanding, because what does that do? We end up shipwrecking somewhere is what we do. I venture to say that a lot of the problems we've had with landscapers and this kind of that and everything is because we didn't take the time to get God's person. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying we're learning. We've got to change our ways and quit thinking it's spiritual. We can just do our natural things and the spiritual is going to automatically kick in. It's not going to if we don't follow God's plan. He's telling you right here. That's how you get my plan. All right.